Now back to the post-game show on the Iron Pigs Radio Network.
I'm Sam Mines. Welcome back to Iron Pigs post-game right here on the flagship station for Iron Pigs Baseball ESPN Radio of the Lehigh Valley. A tough one tonight for the Pigs, who probably deserved a better fate. Certainly Ricardo Pinto did. The Pigs on defense and pitching gave it everything that they had, but one run just ultimately was not enough for the Pigs in order to get the win as they fall 2-1 in the fourth game of the Iron Rail series, meaning they dropped the series 1-3 to the Rail Riders. Well, this is how we got here, and I have recorded here four positive Pigs highlights, three of which were double plays that they turned, and that'll kind of tell you just the kind of night that tonight was on the diamond for both teams. And it started in the bottom of the second inning when, after a leadoff hit, the Pigs were able to get the first of a few double plays.
Williams, a lefty, had the big home run in game one of the first round of the playoffs a year ago. Pitcher swung on a ground ball, shot to second. Let's see if they get two. Valentin Fields to short for one. Back to first double play. It's got to be tailor-made if you're going to turn a double play on Mason Williams, who runs like the wind. But it was right to Valentin, and he and Crawford made a fabulous turn.
So that was a good start for the Pigs, especially considering that at this time the game was moving along pretty quickly. And then Cam Perkins, in the next half inning, would give them the lead.
Track at the wall. Forget about it. It's out of here. Cam, I am. Green eggs and slam into the bullpen in left center. And a guy that killed lefties a year ago continues to kill them this year.
Cam, I am. Green eggs and slam. Matt Provence on the call. And Cam Perkins had given the Pigs an early 1-0 lead, and it looked for a while like this was going to be all the Pigs would need, although they would have liked more all game long, because in the bottom of the fourth, the Pigs got out of yet another jam thanks to a double play.
Now the two runners lead for the 1-2. Pitch swung on and stroke through the middle. Caught! An easy double play. Behind the bag, it's Valentin who took it away, and then he just prances to second, plops on the bag, and just like that ends the inning, ends the threat, and gets Pinto back into the dugout.
Unfortunately for Lehigh Valley, they just could not hold on past the sixth inning when in the bottom of that frame, Hector Gomez made the error that led to the Rail Riders getting into business.
And the pitcher swung on and grounded right off of the heel of Pinto to third. Gomez charges, bare hands, fires, and throws it away up the right field line. Wade is to second. Wade's going for third, and Wade, with the throw being cut off, will make it. Oh, my goodness. And just like that, tying run is 90 feet away on a single, and then the two-base throwing error by Hector Gomez.
And on the very next at bat, Clint Frazier would level us.
Swung on a ground ball, chopped to short, we're tied. Fielding back is Crawford, and he fires to first and plenty of time to get Frazier. But it's an RBI ground out. Goes 6-3, and it's 1-1.
Now, I'm not the manager, and I'll never claim to know more than Dusty, and this isn't even something Matt brought up, so it is not my intention to be questioning anybody in a situation, but kind of curious as to why they were, the Iron Pigs this is, did not bring the infield in that situation with Pinto throwing well. He did get the ground ball. Perhaps that might have made a difference. We'll never know. But the Pigs elected to give up the run for the out, electing to not, you know, let things get any worse. And I guess, you know, that's probably the thinking there is, listen, you know, it is only 1-0. Let's just let them tie the game and go back at it next inning. You know, hindsight's 20/20. I'm never going to sit here and say, you know, the manager, Dusty Wathan, was completely wrong about that, because that's why Dusty, who is an incredible manager and a great baseball mind, is the manager. And I'm just simply the guy here talking about it. But one possibility that the Pigs could have done in that situation, they didn't. It happens 1-1 after that. The Gomez throwing error, the Clint Frazier RBI ground out, and it was 1-1. Now, in the bottom of the eighth inning, with the Rail Riders rallying yet again, the Pigs turned yet another double play.
Here's a bunt attempt. It's out in front of the plate. Alfaro Fields goes to second, gets one. Back to first, a double play. Holy Toledo. The bunt backfires.
And in the bottom of the ninth, with the bases loaded and one out, and the Pigs hoping for yet another double play, unfortunately with G-Man Choi up at the plate, this is how the game would end.
Swung on, lifted in the air, deep enough to win the game. Back goes Perkins, makes the over-the-shoulder grab right by the warning track. Ref Snyder tags, scores easily without problems, and standing as the Rail Riders walk off on Lehigh Valley and take the series 3-1 with a 2-1 comeback victory here tonight.
So that's how we got to tonight's final score of 2-1 for the Rail Riders. It was a tough loss for the Iron Pigs, who played a pretty good game, but this is the second start in a row for Ricardo Pinto, where he did all that he could on the mound and was just not given enough run support. And ultimately, it was a loss charge to Pedro Beato, but it was a tough loss in general. The final lines for Pinto: 7 innings, 6 hits, only one run, it was not earned, 1 walk and 5 strikeouts. Beato, a tough luck loser in this game. He went 1 2/3. He pitched the 8th, and then in the 9th, giving up the 1 run, 2 walks, and a strikeout. For Scranton, Caleb Smith went 5 innings, 1 hit, 1 run, 1 earned, 5 strikeouts, and it was the 1 home run to Cam Perkins. Joe Mantiply came in, 3 innings pitched, 1 hit, 1 walk, 3 strikeouts, and then it was Chasen Shreve who would get the win, one inning pitched, and 2 strikeouts. Time of the game, 2 hours and 13 minutes. It flew by out of PNC Field, and just unfortunately for the Iron Pigs, it did not go the way we all would have wanted it to. And just a reminder, tonight's broadcast is presented by Frank Mittman Digital Photographic Imaging, and Frank Mittman Digital Photographic Imaging is perfect for your next event. The official photographer of the Iron Pigs, Mittman Photography specializes in all different types of photography, including high school, family and business portraits, wedding and special events, advertising and commercial, and passport photos. Stop by Mittman Photography at their new location at 1321 North 18th Street in Allentown, or visit them online at www.frankmittman.com. When we return from break, we will have the scoreboards in the International League and the Major League. So don't go anywhere. You're listening to the Iron Pigs postgame show right here on ESPN Radio of the Lehigh Valley.